relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and I don't know what he's going to do. He might just break out into song. Whatever it is, you're going to enjoy it. Welcome to Joe Piscopo.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Joe Piscopo, live from New York. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka. I know. If you're like a fan of SNL, if you're like a radio geek and you're listening to the Salem Radio Network around the country, going, what? Joe Piscopo? Sebastian Gorka? Wait a minute. This is a little surreal. So let me explain to you what actually has been going on. I've been on the air in New York on AM 970, which I know we're broadcasting now. And as you listen in New York and in Connecticut and all throughout the Northeast, we appreciate that. So I jumped on the radio 8 years ago. Can you believe that? It's been 8 years on the radio now, into my ninth year, actually. Having a blast. It just happened by accident. I was just like, I had a buddy who came over and said, hey, you know, Joe, why don't you come over to AM 970? This is where I am broadcasting from right now. It's Salem Media's flagship station in New York. And I met Mr. Crowley, the boss here, you know, and Phil Boyce, you know, the programming guru legend. I'm a radio geek, man. I got my degree in college in broadcasting. And I used to work on radio when I was a kid down in Jacksonville, Florida. And I went to school, in a little school in Florida, because I couldn't get in anywhere else. So I jump on the air and I say to Mr. Crowley, it's about just literally almost to the day 8 years ago. I said, Jerry, I'm a radio geek. I love radio. I listened to all the Salem hosts of respect. I know Mike Gallagher, you know, Dennis Prager is the guy, you know, and Larry Elder's a personal friend. And I said, why don't you put me on the air? If it works, it works. We'll do a couple weeks. I said, if it doesn't work, it was temporary. 8 years ago, we've been on the air ever since, and we've been very successful on the morning show. We hold down the mornings, and I'll tell you what it is, because when you hit my age, I'm on the backside of my time on the planet, you know, as I get older, and then you ask yourself, are you going to be truthful to yourself? Are you going to be truthful to yourself and appreciate all that has been given to you in this great country? And I come before the microphone every single morning, as I come before the microphone here on Dr. Gorka's show, a proud American. So proud of this great country. And that's my father talking, you know, served in the Second World War. And Pop always told me he always loved the flag. He always loved the country. It was always about respect of the United States of America. And my family came from Italy. And my family couldn't speak English. They came here prejudiced against, you know, but they came, they wanted to be one thing, American. So now, you know, we do the entertainment thing. I do the Saturday Night Live thing. And we'll talk about it. We'll have some fun talking about it and everything. But as I come on the radio, it's a responsibility because I could see the shift of this great country slipping away. And we're so young as a country. America is so young that we can literally slip away. So, and therein lies my fear. And I've got kids. I know. And you know what? When you Google me and you go, I just believe half the stuff because it's not a lot of it's not true, you know. But in New Jersey, what is true? I have a child pretty much at every exit in the great state of New Jersey. I always say, and I love my kids, man. And I tell you, and it's all about my children. So I feel I have to keep the legacy going, you know. And I want to come on the microphone, and I want to tell everybody. And you know what's great too? I have to tell you this. What's great too is. And when you hit my age, you don't care, man. You don't care. I always say every morning, hey, if I say something, you know, they take the mic away. I really don't care. But I believe in one nation under God. You know, I'm a God-fearing church going, you know, guilt-ridden Italian Catholic. And I say what the heck I want to say. And I salute Mr. Santrella, Mr. Ratzinger, and all the great team out in California from Salem Media for allowing us to do that, to speak the truth. Because it gets crazy. And you know what's interesting? Everybody listens in the morning on AM 970, and we try to be common sense. We go right down the middle, and we tell everybody not to get upset because you see things happening with the crime spike. New York ain't what it used to be. New York, this great city, the crime has spiked. You can't walk down the street. You got to be very, very careful. Here, that's the way it was in the 70s. I started out in the comedy clubs when I came in. To the city from Jersey. I graduated college. I said, let me try this comedy thing. I went to the improvisation 44th and 9th. That's Hell's Kitchen. And that was the most dangerous part in the late 70s of America in New York. And we used to have to double up when we go. Larry David was there. Larry David would come up. Jerry Seinfeld was coming up. Robin Williams was coming up. Rodney. I miss Rodney. I'll tell you, I'm all right. I'm okay. Every time I meet Rodney, I was a kid from Jersey. Rodney would come in. Hey, Joe, how are you? You doing all right? Okay. I'll tell you, it ain't easy. I miss those guys, you know? But we used to really run to get, like, to go to a 7-Eleven or something because it was so dangerous in New York. Bang, we're right back there now. Don't get me started. You know, I want to have some fun today, but I do get fired up. And I always say to Dr. Seb, I always say, you know, and I think we're friends because when I listen to Dr. Gorka, he says a lot of the things that I feel, you know, and he says them with such strength and conviction, you know. Jazzy Joe. He calls me, you know. But I love that. But I'm kind of like under the radar and kind of quiet. But, man, I tell you what, I've been taking the gloves off recently because of what's happening in crime. We just had, and forgive me, look, it's Martin Luther King Day. I want to have some fun. We have some great guests, but and I hesitate to do this every morning, but there is news that is unfolding. And to understand it, as I look at the news before me, there was a gal that was like pushed to her death in a subway station in New York. And then Eric Adams, who we wish all the best for, by the way, the new mayor. You know, he's going like, oh, well, you know what? It's maybe, you know, it's not as dangerous as it seems. It's just a misnomer that the subway is that dangerous. This girl got pushed to her death. You know, how about in Los Angeles? You see this? And as you listen in L.A., you know, in the town, in the state where Larry Elder will one day be governor. Hello. Oh, yeah. You check it out. But there was a girl, that girl in the furniture store stabbed. What's going on with the crime? The crime. And there's nobody in charge. Nobody in Washington. And I have to tell you, my political beliefs, they say you're a conservative. I'm not. I mean, I'm more of an independent than anything else. I've had it with both parties. I don't trust the Republicans. I don't think the Republicans are being strong enough. You know, my hopes are high for this year. Hopefully in November, we'll see a change in the House of Representatives. But my hopes aren't high because once the Republicans get in, they just really don't do much. So I'm hoping that will change. And then when I started going on the radio and I saw Donald Trump jumping into the game, and I've known Donald Trump. I've known Donald Trump for like years, 40 years. And I said, this is going to be great. And, you know, there were two people that thought Donald Trump would win way back then. And it was Mike Gallagher and myself walking the hallways here. And we said, and I saw Mike, and that it was right getting close, you know, to Donald Trump, the election. And Mike looked at me. Mike Gallagher looked at me and said, you know what? I said, I know what you're going to say. He goes, he's going to win. I said, he's going to win. And we predicted that. And I know Donald Trump, we'll talk about it as the day ensues here, you know, as it unfolds here on the Seb Gorka show on America First. We'll talk about that, why I voted for Donald Trump. And then when I see what's unfolding now in the country and how, oh, my gosh, what's going on in Washington, this is just an abject failure in this administration. I'll get fired up. Trust me. So don't accuse me. I always say to my friends, oh, you voted for Trump. I said, you know what? This keeps going on. I'm going to vote for him again. I mean, look what's happening down in Washington. Look what's happening in Washington. What's going on? The crime in New York? There's nobody in charge. Oh, with the virus? You want to talk the virus? You want to talk about the virus? I got my – oh, yes, I have my mask. You notice my mask? It's a Frank Sinatra mask. Isn't that great? But I'm tired of the mask. I'm tired of Omicron. You know, Omicron, I thought it was a Star Trek episode. Is that the episode that I did, the Omicron episode with Brent Spiner? I'm not quite sure what it was. But, man, we will get there. I give you my promise that we will get there, because they can't – you can't just squash all the good people in America. I've had the good fortune and privilege of traveling around this great country and meeting you, and you can't take that down. We got a lot to get into. This is America First. Joe Piscopo on the Salem Radio Network. And we're going to take a little break. We're going to come right back with some great guests. Don't go away.
Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
The smoothest man in comedy. Or the smoothest man in radio. You decide. Jersey Joe Piscopo on America First.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. It's America First with Sebastian Gorka, Joe Piscopo, sitting in for Dr. Gorka. I know you're thinking, like, what? How did this happen? It's a long story, but I've been with Salem Media now for many, many years, eight years. Dr. Gorka said, Joe, would you sit in for me? And I'm proud to be here. And Dr. Gorka will be back tomorrow. I'll be back Wednesday. I'm proud to be here. I love this country. I'm a radio geek. I love radio. And we're on Rumble.com, by the way. You could watch us on the Salem Television Network. And all across the country on Salem Radio. Proud to be on Salem Radio. So when I knew I'd come on the air, I wanted to reach out to a man who has done something amazing. He reports the news objectively. Hey, what a concept that is, huh? John Solomon is award-winning investigative journalist, founder of Just the News. And I have to tell you, if you Google John Solomon, you Google Just the News, you'll get a breakdown every morning, and it's objective, and this is a true award-winning investigative journalist, and he is a friend, and I'm proud to present to you on Sebastian Gorka's show, John Solomon. John, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us, brother.
It is good to be with you. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Here we go, and happy Martin Luther King Day. John, you're our go-to guy, if I may, and so would you explain to me, you know, like depressing this voting rights situation. John, I didn't know there was they were suppressing votes in America. I didn't know. I always felt, as a person who just showed up and voted, my vote was being suppressed. My vote wasn't counted because I wasn't, one, illegal. Number two, I wasn't dead yet, despite what you might hear.
Right.
You know, explain to me what is going on with this voting rights. Like, they doubled up and they go to Georgia, where they might very well have been shenanigans down there. And I'm being kind, in the 2020 election, but they doubled down. Could you break down what they want to vote for and what they will end up with down in D.C., please?
Yeah, Well, first off, the bill is in some dire trouble because there are at least four Democrats that are holding the line on it. Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, Mark Kelly, and I'm thinking of the fourth one now, it escaped my mind. But they've got a little bit of opposition in their own party, particularly in these Democrats that are in the swing states. And so the bill may not happen. It may go the route of the BBB and some of the other Biden Democratic plans. But the big thing that Joe Biden talks about being Jim Crow 2.0 is the idea that it is inherently racist. It is voter disenfranchising to ask someone to show their ID before they vote or to send in an absentee ballot. And this is an interesting thing because every poll that I've seen in the last year, including one we did at Just the News, says 70-80% of Americans support this. But there's a fascinating new poll out in Michigan. It surveyed Michigan voters who voted in the last election. And here is the kicker. African-American voters, the very voters that Joe Biden says are disenfranchised by a voter ID, they support voter ID by, you ready for this, 79%. In fact, black voters were more strongly supporting of voter ID than all other voters combined. They had the highest approval for voter ID. So I don't know what problem Joe Biden and the Democrats are solving, but African-American voters do not oppose voter ID. They think it's a good idea. In fact, they support it by a 4-5 margin. And as you know, having been in the media business, Joe, there aren't many things that 80% of Americans agree on at all. So that is a really strong finding. Now, there are lots of things in the bill. Many of them are very controversial. They cannot, the bill would federalize laws that generally have been controlled by the legislatures, because that's the way Congress intended it when it built the Constitution. But it would tell states you could no longer force someone to have an excuse in order to vote absentee. And basically, mandatory absentee voting. You can't ask someone to have an excuse. You know, you don't have to be elderly or infirmed to get an absentee ballot. They would require all absentee ballots to be mailed out like it was junk mail. Everybody gets it, whether you ask for it or not. It would ban the voter ID, as I mentioned to you, and another thing. So it basically takes the rules that a lot of the battleground states and blue states used in 2020 and tries to make them permanent. Now, why is that? I broke a story about it a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Back in March of 2020, the lead Democratic election lawyer said there were four pillars for Democrats in order to win and try to beat Donald Trump. And it was these sort of things, no voter ID, legalizing harvesting, which we now know is an issue in Georgia, not having an excuse to vote for absentee ballot. You can vote anytime you want, any way you want. The Democrats can't win unless they get the laws changed. That's their own memo. That's what it says. And at the end of the day, this is more about political preservation than it is about voting rights.
Well said. John Solomon, you are brilliant, my friend. God bless you. I swear to goodness gracious. And I'm reading here from Just the News, recent breakthroughs in 2020 election probes undercut narrative that legal avenues are exhausted. But you can't say it. You can't say anything. I'm afraid to say anything. You know, they'll cut you off the air. But there were, and you know what the word I used, John, we've talked about it before, shenanigans. Isn't that nice? Yeah. It's like shenanigans because
it's a good word. I like it.
But I mean, you know, the insurrection for me, the insurrection election was 2020. Because now, and then for them, the Democrats, to double down and say you got voting rights, and then they treat, in my opinion, John Solomon, they treat the black community, it's almost racist the way they're going there. Oh, you need an ID. They're pandering now at this point. And this bill, I don't think it will pass. And thank goodness for Joe Manchin and Sinema. And you're telling me that this probably will just go away.
Yeah, listen, I think the opposition's there. You never know until the fat lady sings at the end of the Broadway production. But I think at this moment, it is in some dire trouble. There are a handful of centrist Democrats that put there. I want to just think about one thing that's really interesting. The voter ID is, you know, has been such a big part of this.
Yeah.
The District of Columbia, which has a vibrant and large African-American community, starting this past Saturday, could stop you on the road and ask you for your ID if you're out and your vaccine card if you were going into a private establishment. No one said that was racist. They said that was fine. So why is asking for the same ID in order to exercise our most precious right that our founding fathers gave us, voting, such a problem. The absurdity of some of the Democrats' arguments are, you know, laughable. People laugh at us if they're like, none of this makes sense. What are you guys talking about? And so I think that's one of the reality checks that are going on in America right now is Joe Biden is trying to force, particularly on the African-American community, a solution it does not want, does not need, hasn't asked for. Mm-hmm. And then he has the audacity to compare today's America to the Jim Crow era where real civil rights violations, where real voter suppression was occurring. That really alienates a lot of his base. And last week you saw a lot of people speak out against Joe Biden's speech saying, that wasn't a good idea comparing today to the 1960s. It's not fair. It's not true.
It's insulting. John, we got a couple seconds before we let you go, John Solomon. How do we protect the swing votes? Because I'm so afraid we just showed up. We showed up and we voted, and it wasn't enough. Now we got to do whatever they did in 2020, we have to do. Are we going to watch these swing states? Is someone on the watch now, John Solomon?
Yes, you saw Virginia with Governor Youngkin put together an outstanding voting poll operation. That's what every party should do going forward in every election. And here's the thing, as I keep mentioning this Georgia investigation, it has to happen. They have to corroborate. But if they corroborate there was cheating going on, that there was illegal harvesting of ballots, that has to either end or both parties have to be allowed to do it. You may have had a situation in 2020 where Republicans didn't do it because it was unlawful.
Got it. Thank you, John. We appreciate it. John Solomon, coming right back.
We've all been there. You get out of the shower, out of the bath, reach for the towel, and it's like sanding yourself down with a piece of cardboard. Why? Mike Lindell worked it out. They were importing towels from abroad, adding softness, and when you get home, it's just a con. Do what we've done. Order the incredible new MyPillow towels made with American cotton right here in the United States. Soft and absorbent as long as you own them. The six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, regularly $109.99. You gonna get them for $39.99. If you use my name, go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio list of specials for deep, deep discounts with promo code G-O-R-K-A. You've never tried a towel like it. 1-800-829-8468. 1-800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Sam Gorka!
Hey, Joe Piscopo in for Sebastian Gorka, in for proudly for Dr. Gorka, America First. We're all across the country on Salem Radio, on rumble.com/Seb Gorka, please, and salemnews.com. And it is Martin Luther King Day today, Martin Luther King's birthday today. We appreciate you tuning in. I'm having a great time here in for Dr. Seb, and I called some special friends to join us today because I have respect for them, for what they are doing. Because all you hear about is the bad stuff. All you hear about everybody trying to divide us. All you hear about is people telling us how bad we are. We are not. We are a good people in the United States of America. And one of those great people is a gentleman by the name of Gianno Caldwell, Fox News political analyst and host of the new iHeartRadio podcast that everybody's listening to. It's called Out Loud with Gianno Caldwell. He's an author. He's a great guy. Gianno, welcome to the show, my friend. So great to have you with us today.
Man, it's been so long since I've been on this particular radio show. You know, Sebastian and I, we go way back, Dr. Booker and I.
He said, man.
Way back.
Yeah. He said, he texted me, he says, wait, Gianno, tell Gianno. I said, hey, you know. And Gianno, full disclosure, Gianno's on my morning show this morning. And I said, Gianno, you want to jump on the air with us on this Martin Luther King Day? And I appreciate it. Gianno, back from London. He is the real London. Austin Powers. The real Austin Powers, Gianno Caldwell.
Shag me, baby. Shag me.
Oh, yeah,
that's
baby.
Man. But I got to tell you, Joe, you know, having been in London since November, I can reaffirm what everyone already knows. There's no place like home. America is truly the land of the free, and we got to keep it as free as possible. I know Joe Biden is making that very, very difficult for many people across the country, but thank God the Supreme Court got involved. I mean, too bad that Kavanaugh didn't have the backbone to say, no, we're going to No vaccine mandates on anyone, but here we are. Here we are.
Yeah, and that's nice of you to say that, because when you travel around, you know, my hero, Frank Sinatra, always said that. You know, he would always go around, and he would say, he would go, you know, I always look forward, and I always tell everybody, I'm from Hoboken, New Jersey, baby. You come back to America, the greatest country of all. It's so true. Hey,
it really is. It really and truly is. No denying that.
And did you wear ruffles like kind of cuffs over there? Did you wear like velvet? I say.
If I had your confidence, maybe I would do that. But I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure, Joe. You know, I love you. You're a big brother to me. But no, sir.
John, he's my friend, man. Hey, John, so what I love about you is that you're so on top of everything, so ahead of the curve, Gianna Caldwell, on everything that's happening. And I know I ask you this, and I apologize for that, my friend, but on this Martin Luther King Day, you are the future. And it makes me feel good that you are the future, Gianna Caldwell. Because you're a young American, a young Black American, if I may, and you actually believe in Martin Luther King, and tell us, it wasn't easy, man. You fought to get to where you are. Give us a take on that, please, in regards and how much Martin Luther King meant to you.
You know, I'm gonna be honest. I think without Dr. Martin Luther King, I wouldn't be where I am today. I'm honored that he put out the ultimate sacrifice, which ended up being his life, to fight for the rights of African Americans. But I think I'm reminded of his statement, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. So it wasn't just simply African Americans, and certainly the expedience and the necessity was there. Mm-hmm. But he wanted everyone to be treated the same. Like, remember in his speech, he said it shouldn't be about the color of your skin, but the content of your character. That spoke volumes that a lot of people during that time didn't really respect or appreciate. But now, as we look back on history, we recognize how blessed we were by his presence. And me being a guy who comes from the south side of Chicago, who grew up extremely poor, lights, gas, and water off at the same time, mom addicted to drugs, having to fight my way out of a brown paper bag, if you will, to get to be on national television, paid to give my opinions before millions of people on a weekly basis, to be able to tell my story in my book, Taking for Granted How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberalism Failed, to have the opportunity to be on here with you, Joe, who's a comedic legend, Saturday Night Live, and many, many, many awards and distinguished honors beyond that, and many. I'm honored to be in this space to occupy it, and I feel the need to pass the baton and continue to reach forth and continue to make folks around me, whether they be a part of the Black community, whether they be part of the American community, white, Asian, Hispanic, it doesn't matter the color, but just good people to see what is possible. And for me, what I would consider to be the foundation of what's possible. I know a lot of people sometimes look at me from the view of, oh man, this guy's up here, this is what he's doing. No. This is the foundation of what you could be doing. This isn't the highest peak, because God is ushering in the highest peak for me on a daily basis. I know for a fact that I would not be here today if it wasn't for God's unmerited favor, who certainly has distinguished me among my peers. So, you know, I feel so honored to be able to share this day with you and be on the radio before a national audience discussing this very topic.
You know, Dr. Gorka is so proud to know you as well. I know that. And I'm in awe of you being at such a young age and getting that. And then yet keeping your faith strong through such a tough time. Did you ever go into despair at any point in your young life, Gianna?
So that's a great question. So you say keeping my faith even in despair. So the truth of the matter is I know who I am, number one. And number two, I know whose I am. And I think that's extremely important for those who may be believers out there. I'm a Christian, unquestionably Christian. That's my values. And, you know, I'm a conservative, and I think that I found a strengthening in my conservative values by way of knowing that the movement really, really unites and submit among those Christian values. Have I faced some obstacles? Absolutely. Has there been times where I believe, like, oh, man, I don't know how this is going to happen, how I'm going to make it? Absolutely. But the truth of the matter is, and what I find comfort in is, the scriptures would say, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So whether it be I'm coming up against a major obstacle professionally or in my personal life, I take solace in the fact that there is no obstacle that can prevent me from having God's hand of protection all over me. And I'm not going to capitulate, or rather, I should say, acquiesce to any philosophical thought or whatever people may say that's going to distract me from where God is and who he is in my life, and knowing that I would not be where I am today if it were not for him. So, yeah, when I'm faced with those obstacles, Joe, I know where to go.
God bless you, man. You are such a special person, Gianno Caldwell, and I love you dearly. And we want everybody to check out the
– I love you too, big brother.
Thank you, man. iHeartRadio podcast, Out Loud with Gianno Caldwell. Check out – just Google Gianno Caldwell. Hit him up on social media, and you could read this brilliant young man. Gianno, God bless you, man. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see you in person sooner than later, I hope. And all the best on this Martin Luther King Day, Gianno.
Hear me? Okay. Joe?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Gianno. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it very much. Hey, Joe Piscopo in for Sebastian Gorka. And it's America First, live from New York. And we're coming right back.
Better than Sinatra? Definitely in his own mind. We'll be back with the one and only Jersey Joe after this break.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Fly me to the moon, baby. Joe Piscopo for Sebastian Gorka, for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He said to me, Jersey Joe, would you host my show? I said, absolutely. He's like James Bond. Dr. Gorka's like James Bond. He really is. And I'm going to get him on stage to sing Frank Sinatra with me one day. He said he's got a tuxedo. He says it's velour. And that's what you want to see on America First, isn't it? Hey, Joe on the radio, Joe live from New York. And I want to just remind you that we are on the SalemNewsChannel.com. SalemNewsChannel.com, available on Apple and Android app. And Roku as well, all right? That's SalemNewsChannel.com. Want to make sure we got that clear. Gordon Chang is a friend. He's a fellow Jersey guy. One of the most incredibly intelligent people I know about everything that has anything to do with Asia, with China, with North Korea. And Gordon is our, if you will, go-to guy when we want to just get through all the fake news. Okay, you know, so you don't know what you're hearing, what's real, what's not real. Gordon is always on the money. Gordon Chang is the man who told me where the virus emanated from. We've talked about it many, many times on my morning show. So we just called Gordon as we went on the air, Dr. Gorka here, and said, Gordon, would you jump on the air with us? I just love the expertise that Gordon Chang has in these crazy times, you know. Gordon, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Thank you so much, Joe. And New Jersey is going national.
You're the best. You are the best.
Thank you, Salem.
You're the best. Two Jersey guys. And I like when Gordon goes, two Jersey guys talking geopolitics. It's like, yeah. Oh, man. And you are a diehard Jersey guy. He knows his exits. This is the man who knows his exits of the great state of New Jersey. I'm telling you, right? Gordon. Yeah, can we, but yeah, Gordon, I have to tell you, though, With the virus, because I'm so done. Gordon Chang, you were the first one to say on the radio anywhere. It was us. It was what we call the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. Gordon Chang, come on. And you said, no, Joe, we think it's coming. This virus has come out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And I said, Gordon, what is that? He goes, that's where they do a gain of function. And then I asked Gordon, I said, well, is it a bioweapon? Was it on purpose? And you said, you don't know, but we do know that President Xi unleashed it across the world. So why aren't we looking back at that Institute of Virology in Wuhan now, Gordon Chang? Why won't this president just – because we got to learn from it, because it's not going away, my friend.
Well, it's certainly not going away, and has killed 850,000 Americans as of yesterday morning or this morning. The thing that about Joe Biden, really interesting – he believes that the number one national security threat to the U.S. is not China, but is climate change. And he believes that in order to deal with climate change, he needs China's cooperation. So that means that he's handing out free passes to Beijing whenever Beijing says something that he likes about carbon neutrality or whatever. And that means he's not raising the issue of the origins of COVID-19 with Xi Jinping. He didn't raise it in his February 2-hour phone call last year. Right. He didn't raise it in his virtual summit in November. He probably didn't raise it during his September phone call either, though we don't know that for sure. But the guy's not raising it at all.
At all. And we were the first to talk about it. And people are going, oh, no, you're conspiracy theorists. I have to ask you this. Gordon, I push Gordon as you listen and as you watch. Gordon is a friend, I'm proud to tell you, with his lovely wife, Lydia. But so I'm pushing him here. Are you sure that wasn't man-made, Gordon? I ask you this every single time. Because how can it be the molecular structure of this virus would lead me, a layman, not an expert, a layman, just to come to the conclusion that this was man-made? You still don't think so, or you're just not sure, Gordon Chang?
Well, we don't have 100% visibility, but it's 95, 99%. And the reason is that there are some pretty unusual features of SARS-CoV-2, the pathogen that causes this disease. And these features don't normally occur in nature, but they do occur in the lab. So you have unusual arrangements of amino acids, for instance. Yes. And that really suggests this thing was engineered.
Oh, my Lord. And then to let it go across the country, and then President Trump stops it from coming in to the West Coast, and he got criticized forever for that. And then President Xi, correct me if I'm wrong, Gordon Chang, President Xi unleashed it in Europe, and that's how it came into the United States, correct?
Yeah. What happened is we know that Chinese leaders themselves knew that this was highly contagious human to human. But they told the world in December and January of 2019 and 2020 that this was not readily transmissible human to human. At the same time that they were locking down their own country, they were pressuring other countries to accept Chinese passengers without restrictions and quarantines. And they knew that those Chinese passengers were taking the disease and spreading it around the world, which, by the way, means that the 5.5 million people outside China who have perished from this disease, those are murders, 5.5 million murders, because Chinese leaders took steps that would inevitably lead to the spread of this disease. They knew what they were doing. This was intentional.
Gordon Chang, the economy of China is taking a bit of a hit. Now is the time to go right between their eyes and saying, look, we don't owe you any money now. We're not in debt to you at all. This is what you've done. And now is the time to not strike militarily, but to strike back for all of this. Oh, they are weak at this point, correct?
They are. Now, a few hours ago, they announced that their economy grew 8.1% last year. That's vibrant and healthy, and at 4.0% in December. But those numbers are made up. They engaged in a number of statistical manipulations, and probably they're outright lying. They've got an economy which is probably zero growth. At the same time, they've got a debt crisis. These guys are really in trouble. And if we stop the flow of, for instance, investment dollars into China's equity markets, if we didn't allow them to sell stuff to us, their economy would fall apart. We are fueling, we are financing their weapons that they are developing to kill Americans. This is hard. I mean, I don't know what's a word for this. I mean, even in Jersey, they don't have a word for this.
I think the word is forget about it. Forget about it. I mean, really, Gordon, we love to you and Lydia. Thank you so much for always gracing the airwaves with us, my friend. You are just a vibrant, vital listen, and we appreciate it every time you join us on the air. Thank you, Gordon.
Thanks, Joe. And it's exit 9 on the turnpike.
I'll see you there soon enough. Joe Piscopo in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. We know our exits, our Jersey guys. And we're going to come back and close this out. This is America First. This is Live from New York.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.